Welcome to this introduction to Blackout Songs by Joe White, directed by Guy Jones. The audio described performance at Hampstead Theatre is on Saturday the 29th of April. There's a touch tour at 1 p.m. The introductory notes will start in the auditorium at 2:15 and the performance at 2:30 p.m. The performance runs for approximately 1 hour and 35 minutes without an interval, and the live audio description will be given by Miranda Yates. This information will take about 5 minutes to listen to. Please note, this production contains strobing, pulsing and flashing lights, and haze. There'll be complete darkness for a maximum of 45 seconds at multiple points during the show. There are themes of alcoholism, addiction and grief, and references to suicide, self-harm and violence. The story is set in the present and takes place between two people who come across each other for the first time at an AA meeting. We don't initially get to know their names, and for most of the script, they're identified simply as him and her. Her, played by Rebecca Humphreys, is in her mid-30s and slim with a pale complexion and wavy, shoulder-length, reddish-brown hair. Her makeup is low-key. She has lively, expressive eyes and full red lips. She wears a mottled black and red patterned slip dress with thin straps that finishes just below the knee and is worn with black tights and chunky black ankle boots. When she arrives at the meeting, her dress is initially concealed by a long Afghan-style sheepskin coat with a fur trim. Rebecca comes from wealth and speaks with an RP accent. She's a whirlwind of energy with an arsenal of banter that at times lends her a manic quality. Alex Austin plays him, who's in his early 20s and tall with short, messy, dark blonde hair. He's a student at art college when we first meet him and dresses casually in loose, well-worn black jeans that are covered with various paint stains. On his feet are a pair of battered trainers, and on top he wears a brown and beige striped t-shirt and an old light brown knitted cardigan. Later he wears a smart navy suit with the plain cream t-shirt and leather lace-ups. By comparison, he seems more contained and has a sincere quality in the way he listens. He speaks with a London accent. The fractured nature of the relationship between him and her is echoed in the way that scenes unfold, jumping around in time or switching abruptly from moment to moment, as if to reflect a muddled sense of memory. Occasionally there are choreographed movements, often as we transition from one moment to another. These add another dimension to the unfolding relationship between the two. The stage is in what's referred to as a traverse configuration, with the audience opposite each other on two sides of a rectangular stage. The stage is about 12 metres wide and 4 metres deep, with tall mid-brown wood-panelled walls that rise about 5 metres in height at either end. Occasionally, rectangular projections on the walls create the frame or outline of a painting. In one wall is a single door with an opaque glass window. Later, other doors are revealed as whole panels open. The walls are scuffed, as is the similarly toned parquet floor, which has a circular section in the centre about 4 metres in diameter that occasionally slowly revolves. The only other items are several sturdy grey metal chairs with faux red leather seats. Initially, 6 of the chairs are spaced out evenly in a circle in the centre, with the 2 remaining chairs stacked on one side. Suspended high above the space is a series of fluorescent tube lights. Sometimes these are set so that they hang as we might expect horizontally, but at other times they're angled to appear more skewed or tilted. Cast and production credits. Rebecca Humphreys plays her and Alex Austin plays him. The writer is Joe White. The director is Guy Jones. The designer is Anisha Fields. The lighting designer is Christopher Nairn. The sound designer is Max Pappenheim. The composer is Holly Kahn. Movement is by Iskander R. Sharazuddin. The intimacy coordinator is Adelaide Waldrop. Voice is by Andrea Fudge. This is the end of the introduction to Blackout Songs at Hampstead Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7722 9301.